broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, it's quite disappointing that we have another death that we're reporting on today. That's of a five-year-old, Siyabonga Mnisi, who died yesterday after consuming food that is said to be have come from a spaza shop nearby where he lives in Diepkloof. And the MEC made an appearance today and saying that they will be opening a case. On the line with us is the child's father, Samuel Mnisi. Thank you so much, Mr. Mnisi, for talking to us. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. Please speak close to your mic because I can't hear you well, sister.
All right, Baba, just maybe tell us what happened to Siyabonga.
I was from work, so they just called me on my way home. Then they told me that my son is not feeling well, so. Before I get to my way to Diepkloof, after 20 minutes they told me that my son has passed away. So I just took a taxi from there. I drop off and then I took a taxi from there to DK. Then I went to Coast Clinic.
Yeah.
And then when I get there, I found my son he was already gone. So,
but what happened?
So, her mother and grandmother, they told me that he went to buy those Zimba chips from this puzzle shop.
Mm.
So, and then after that, my son went to buy those things. There were four of them or three of them, I'm not quite sure.
Mm.
So, they went to buy those Zimba chips and then they eat it, and then after that, my son was crying about his stomach, and then after that, there was a guy who was passing by there. He went to call his mother and tell her that your son is crying out there alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if his friend beat him or something. So when her mother went there, he found that Sia is weak and then he can't even talk very well. He's just crying. So when he asked, he said his stomach is so painful. So after that, the mother just took him to his place.
Mm.
So after that, the mother called the grandmother of the child, and then they just taxify. And then they took the son to court there by Barra, next to Barra Hospital. So after that, they realized that my son was poisoned or something. So they never took a long time from there.
Mm.
After few hours, after few minutes, they said my son was gone. The doctor identified that my son was gone, was dead already.
Do you have the packet? Did anybody have the sample of what he was eating?
Yes, they took it. Yeah, they took it. The police went there to take everything that they were using on that day.
Mm. And do we know if the other children that were with him also ate the same food?
Yes, also they also ate the same food, and then. They're still there in the hospital. One is in the ICU, and then I don't know with these other kids because I didn't just follow so many things because obviously my head was
yes,
but was
yeah.
not
yeah, I understand.
Was not like
you're not okay.
Was not well. Yeah.
Did you get to see the MEC today?
Did
you see MEC Maile today? Did you meet him?
Yes, I meet him there.
And what did they tell you is the plan? Yeah, at Diepkloof. What did they tell you is the plan?
They never told me that much because now I'm I'm going there to Diepkloof. I'm on my way to Diepkloof again.
Mm.
I was there, then I went back to Snake Park, but I'm going back there They say there's people for undertakers. They want me to fill some form there by DK.
Mm.
Yes.
How do you feel about what is happening?
It's so scary, my sister. It's so scary, my sister, because I was expecting a lot from my child. Yeah. I was expecting a lot because I've got two voice notes here that my child sent me on Monday. And then he was excited that he's going to graduate tomorrow. So he asked me to come and see everything there by at his school.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Bamnisi. Thank you so much for talking to us and for giving us, you know, a bit of background on what may have happened to your son. Really, really sorry about that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.